We've got some good news about young people learning new skills coming up. But Ruth starts us off with an important story about surviving domestic abuse.
The net is closing in on domestic abusers attempting to escape their crimes following a promised crackdown from police, as well as victims being offered new forms of security. Norfolk Police has revealed domestic abuse makes up almost a quarter of all incidents reported to officers in Norfolk, and in 2021 they responded to 24,000 incidents. But refusing to live their lives in fear, former abuse victims are doing what they can to protect other people from ongoing harassment. Sprouston-based Dawn's New Horizon has handed out 55 CCTV cameras since March 2020, more than half of which have resulted in prosecutions for harassment and stalking. Its founder said, charity boss Lorraine Kirsten, 56, said the fear of ex-partners visiting was soul-destroying. Mrs. Kirsten, who was previously in an abusive relationship herself, added, "We know security cameras are needed, but they should not be. People who have fled abusive relationships need to feel safe. It has hard to recover. Perpetrators still want to control and have power over you. It's horrific." She said, "If someone knocks on my door when I'm not expecting it, I get worried." She installed a CCTV camera in 2021. "I feel safer having cameras. I hope the pilot scheme acts as a deterrent."
A documentary filmed by a University of East Anglia professor has highlighted how devastating impact of domestic violence can spread beyond its survivors. During the various COVID lockdowns, instances of domestic abuse-related crimes grew exponentially, to the point that in Norfolk they accounted for almost one in four offences. The dire situation prompted Elim Atakav, a professor in film at the University of East Anglia, to explore the impact of lockdown on a hidden number of victims of this crime, the frontline workers tasked with helping survivors of domestic abuse. The result of this research was Lifeline, an 18-minute documentary highlighting the impact homeworking in particular had on domestic abuse workers providing counselling and other support to victims. The film, which Professor Atakav co-directed, tells the stories of several support workers who were forced to take their work back into their homes during lockdown. Professor Atakav said, "The key thing people were experiencing at the time was a lot of vicarious trauma from the people they were speaking to. They were listening to harrowing details of domestic abuse in their own homes and even in the presence of their children. Gradually, it would feel to them like there was no gap between work and the home, and the emotional labour of it for these key workers was significant."
Yet more roadworks are lined up for a city community already hit by chaos and queues. The County Council has revealed Hospital Lane will be closed from Wednesday, June the 1st, to Friday, August the 26th, due to works at the junction with Drayton High Road. Hospital Lane has been busier than usual since February, as it is a diversion route for traffic unable to use Sweetbriar Road, which is undergoing emergency repair work due to a burst water main. But the council has promised the new works will only start once Sweetbriar Road reopens. Anglia Water has said this work will be completed by the end of May in time for the Hospital Lane works, which are expected to last 87 days.
Work is underway to restore neglected historic red telephone boxes across the city to their former glory. The boxes, which had been left to decay, are Grade 2 listed, meaning They are of special interest, warranting every effort to preserve them. Kieran Yates of Trafalgar Square in Porringland contacted the Evening News We'll Sort It campaign with the hope of preserving the kiosks for city residents and visitors alike. He said that they had become an eyesore that had been left to decay, so the Evening News team went to work. A spokeswoman for BT previously stated a maintenance team would visit the payphones to assess the damage. Mr. Yates said, "They've done a good job in cleaning the one in Weaver's Lane. I saw the boxes on Saturday, a sunny day, when Norwich was really busy. It was really good to see that some effort had been made to spruce them up." The BT spokeswoman added, "We're saddened to see vandalism like this to our payphones in Norwich. We welcome any measures that local authorities can put in place to help prevent vandalism. We encourage anyone who witnesses any vandalism to payphones to report this to the police."
A partnership between Norwich County Council and Volunteer It Yourself, VIY, has helped 240 young people in Norfolk to learn in-demand trade skills. VIY focuses on offering people aged 16 to 24 who have been excluded from mainstream education or training and who are at risk of unemployment the opportunity to learn skills from local tradespeople. While on the programme, they also have the chance of earning entry level 3 construction skills accreditations that will allow them to progress into further education, training or employment. For the scheme, Norfolk County Council received £300,000 from the UK Community Renewal Fund, a government programme that aims to support people and communities most in need. Along with helping young people learn employable skills, the programme helps to fix local community spaces in need of improvement. It is delivering 9 projects across the county, including renovating the Phoenix Centre in Mile Cross, Norwich, and the regeneration of the iconic Art Deco community space, Cromer Art Space, on the seafront, as well as the Kingfisher Boxing Club in Galston.